top of the heap, but in fact everybody lost circulation, or at least they lost readership, if that's what I should say. I think the whole point about the Zant survey is, you know, the other thing about it is that it's a readership survey, and it's a sample. So, you know, it's not very accurate. You know, there used to be an audit bureau of circulation here that operated from South Africa, which audited the actual circulation figures of newspapers, and that would have provided much more accurate sales, you know.
Oh, well, one of the main things the survey talks about is, of course, as you pointed out, is the decline in readership, but many are moving towards the internet. How has this affected the newspaper industry in Zimbabwe, if it has?
No, I don't think so. I think there are very few people who are really can afford the internet and are connected to the internet in the general population. Of course, some people in the city are, but I think that's a great minority, very, you know, tiny minority. So I don't think the internet is having that much effect on sales of newspapers. I think it's more to do with money in people's pockets. You know, money is extremely tight here. The US dollar, which is the general currency in circulation, it's hard to come by, you know, especially with a broken down economy, you know, somewhere like 80% unemployment still. You know, money is hard to come by.